Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, buddy, time to chat with Coach Joey McGuire here on the Fan. Segments brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. Franklin Frankel, never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels are the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Here he is, a legend here in DFW, and now a Texas Tech legend as well, taking the Red Raiders to the playoffs starting January 1st. Coach Joey McGuire here
He's
on the Fan. And a good afternoon, sir. How the heck are you?
Doing good, man. Great to talk to you guys.
Man, it's great to hear your voice on our air. Thank you for joining us. Now, let me ask you this. Let me start with this. Red Raiders fans around us are just, they're so proud. When you look at this team right now, what's the thing about them that you're most proud of?
Just how much they care about each other. It's one of the deals that I've been doing this for 31 years. I've been a part of some really special teams. And, man, these guys, this is a special team. There is a real brotherhood in this building, and you can see it by how hard they play.
How do you build that?
You know, it was one, I got really lucky because Baron Morton didn't go anywhere and Jacob Rodriguez didn't declare for the draft, and Bryce Ramirez came back, just some old guys that have been with me, you know, for the last 4 years, and some guys that have been with us for the last 3 years. And they were really intentional with the guys that we brought in, you know, that this is what Lubbock's about. This is what the building's about. You know, we've got a group, you know, we brought some guys in that I knew were leaders from their other teams. And so I wanted to make sure they understood they had a voice here. And I think it all started with that, you know, that they really came together. And we did a lot of stuff from January up until camp started. And we'll do some stuff next week whenever we practice and the school's out. And just to be around each other and just continue to, you know, grow that chemistry. But it started a lot with the guys that we had in the building, really trying to bring these guys into Lubbock and getting them to understand what it's all about to be a Red Raider.
Coach, you brought up your quarterback, Baron Morton, and you've struggled to keep that position healthy. But how special was it for a Lubbock kid like Baron Morton to be the guy who brings Tech their Big 12 championship and in the leadership and how important he's been for you and also now going on this playoff run?
Yeah, it was incredible. You know, his dad sent me a text earlier that week, Coach, and his dad was a high school coach, and we've got a great relationship. And he said, "Man, I want two things. I want a Big 12 championship, and I want a picture of you and Baron walking out of that stadium together." And we got both of them, you know. And I literally there was a point in the game. I said, remember, man, neither one of us are leaving the stadium. We're waiting on each other, and we really were. Like, there was a point after the celebration, the confetti comes down and everything like that. We were like, hey, are you ready to go? And he was like, I'm ready to go, coach. And we walked out together because, you know, there's when you don't get to where you want to be, you know, especially last year when we were so close, there's a lot of criticism, you know, and he's been one of those guys that's just hung in there and fought his tail off. He's such a great leader for us.
Hey, Coach, Brian brought us here, man. I just wanted to say, I'd love the opportunity to sit with you guys and watch tape with you when you start to talk about evaluating players, because I don't know if there's anybody in the country that has a better eye for players than you. And I would love to sit there and listen to you have a personnel meeting and talk about how to put together a team, but like what you look for to in a player. I think you do an incredible job with you and your personnel staff out there.
Well, I appreciate you saying that, and I love the way you ended that, because, you know, we do. We 4 years ago when we were coming in, and, you know, I hadn't been in college football long, but there was this just way of doing things in college football that it didn't make any sense to me. It didn't make sense that you were going to get a list of players and you were going to watch them and grade them, and then that was going to go to the DC and he was going to watch them and grade them. Well, he had to watch everybody. And then if he didn't like somebody, then maybe that didn't get to the full group or to the head coach. I was like, this process makes no sense. And so the one thing that we did, and I was lucky to have James Blanchard come with me, but we do have a personnel department. We have four guys that all they do is watch film and evaluate players. They have five student workers that are with them. So, you know, like we have student coaches, but we put more people in the recruiting room in the personnel department, student-wise, to where they can help break down the film. There's time after time after time. We signed a kid out of New Boston, a running back out of New Boston this year. He's going to be a freshman for us. You know, he'll be here in a few weeks. And he was found by one of our student workers. Sure. Like, we challenged those guys to find guys that nobody really knows about yet. And that they really, truly have the, if you're going to say a percentage, 90-plus percent on, hey, these are the guys that we're going to get. Now, the coaches watch them and everything like that, but we have a great process. And, you know, I heard Saban say it last year, if you're going to pay players, you better pay the right players.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Jacob Rodriguez said it in the press conference. We paid the right players, you know, because we've got criticized, you know, going out and getting a lot of different players. And I promise you, we don't have the highest payroll in college football. But I do think we've done the most with the guys that we've brought in the building. And here's the number one thing. They're playing their best football they've ever played in their entire career. Like, David Bailey has leading the nation in sacks.
Right.
He has more sacks this year than he has the previous 3 years. So not only are we hitting on these kids, but they're having their best year in their college career.
Yeah, Coach, I was sitting down already watching Bailey, you know, getting ready for the draft and stuff, and I know he's going to do great things for you here in the playoff, but I was sitting there thinking, damn, this kid's coached well. I mean, you could see your kids, they're not out of place. They play with technique. They're just lined up the right way. They kind of play for each other. Your tape's impressive. It really, really is.
I appreciate that, man. That's for that position, that's CGIU, and I put him up against anybody. You know, we've been here 4 years. Year one, we had a number one draft pick. Year two, we had a draft pick. Year three, we didn't have anybody old enough to go in the draft. And then year four, we're about to have both guys, you know, drafted, I think, in probably the first round and hopefully, you know, the second round with Romello Height. And CJ is just an absolute stud.
Yeah, and it is amazing. Coach, the challenges, though, you talk about, you know, you such a successful high school coach and head coach, and then you get into the college ranks, the Baylor, and then you go on to Tech. What are the challenges? Is it even tougher than you even thought it was going to be? I know you love the challenge, but is being a head coach in college football just an absolute grind?
Yes, but you got, I love it, you know, but it is because the calendar is so messed up.
Yeah.
And
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
And look, I'm a traditionalist, so I understand it, but we have so many people that are pushing back on traditions, and that's great, but this is not your same college football. Meaning, I think that we have a 0 week. That shouldn't be a 0 week. Everybody should start that week.
Right.
The conference championship should be played on Thanksgiving. Everybody's like, well, that's the rival games. Play it the week before, man. Like, it's not that big of a deal. If you're that hung up on it, eat Thanksgiving dinner a week before, you know, but we need to move the calendar up. And you know what's really cool? In the Texas High School playoffs and in the NFL, the FCS, Division II, Division III, they play every 7 days. And I'm about to wait a full month before we play our next game. It makes no sense. College football is not supposed to be played on January 19th. So we've moved the calendar up. We can crown a national champion on New Year's Day. The portal opens up the next day, and now it makes somewhat sense. But right now, man, I'm telling you, it's crazy because you see guys right now getting in the portal, but the portal doesn't open up till January 2nd. We have to be more proactive instead of reactive.
Head coach of your Big 12 champions, Joey McGuire, here on 105.3 The Fan. So, okay, you bring up that, coach, with January 2nd, you got the portal opening. You've got a playoff game on January 1st. Last year, you signed the number one class in the transfer portal. So what's the plan for this year, and how are you now trying to navigate this hectic schedule?
Well, you know, you have to be, you know, ready to go the second. And so if guys are putting out that they're going to be in the portal, you evaluate them, you know. But the one thing that you're doing as you're just going through everything now is you're trying to evaluate anybody and everybody that you think could possibly get in the portal. Or the one difference with us last year, we had more spots. I mean, we have 13 starters coming back off of this team on offense and defense. So our class won't be as big. We were really almost taking a person at every position last year. We don't need to do that because of the returners and our young guys are growing up. But you've got to be ready to go. You've got to be evaluating everybody, really in the country to be ready for what's going to happen on January 2nd.
How important is your history in North Texas and your network here to what you're doing?
It's huge, especially in the, you know, we signed the highest rated high school class in Texas Tech history. We were We're number 19 in the country. And, you know, we signed 20 high school kids, and, you know, the majority of them from Texas. We've got a couple kids from Georgia, got a kid from Oklahoma, you know, and the majority of the guys are Texas kids. So it's huge to be able to have, you know, going to high schools and being able to tell the high school coach or tell the parents, hey, go ask your high school coach about not just me. I have 7 high school coaches on staff.
Yeah.
So, like, you can ask about Kenny Perry. That dude's a legend in Arlington, you know, like stuff like that, that makes such a huge difference in recruiting.
Is it going to be easier to recruit outside the state with a playoff spot in your back pocket?
There's no doubt. And then the other thing that's happening, you know, like we signed the number one 2027. He actually reclassified, so he's still a 5-star in 2026. But out of Georgia, edge rusher, and whenever you have such production out of your defensive ends, now all of a sudden – these guys that are the best of the best are listening while you're recruiting, going, oh, I see what you can do, and that's making a big difference.
Well, I was walking into the game Saturday, Coach, behind your 5-star offensive lineman, Felix Ojo. I was with my brother-in-law, Ben Golan, and boy, that kid, he's giant. All right, you're getting yourself
a good
one there.
Dude. Yes, sir. And he'll, you know, like, so we signed 2017 of them to be here January 10th. And so that we're fired up to have these guys be able to go through, you know, our winter conditioning and our winter football, and then we get into spring football. And so, you know, that 17 of those guys are going to make, you know, just huge jumps body-wise.
Well, your big Heisman snub, Jacob Rodriguez. You know, Brian and I get to do a lot of work with the Cowboys for the draft. You know, he mentioned watching David Bailey. I don't know how you can't fall in love watching the tape of Jacob Rodriguez. I was joking, saying the Cowboys need to just give him a locker right now, leave him at AT&T Stadium. What's your scouting report getting to work with him every day?
Well, he's as good of a player as he's even a better human. So that's what's so much fun. He's one of my captains. You know, he's got a high football IQ, and that's coming from playing quarterback. You know, he's a high school quarterback, and he played quarterback at Virginia his freshman year. And whenever their head coach left, he got in the portal, and his high school coach, going back to high school, his high school coach called us and said, hey, Jacob Rodriguez is getting in the portal. Do you have a spot for him? And I said, yeah, as a linebacker or a safety. Because we were looking at him out of high school as a defensive player, and man, lucky enough that he was all for that. He's made me laugh over the last couple of days though, because he goes, you know, Coach, that first spring, you know, nobody touches the quarterbacks in practice. He goes, that first spring, I didn't know if I was going to make it through the season as much as I was hitting. He goes, I'd never been that sore, and you know, he's such a great person. And the thing with him, he's just got such a high football IQ, and you know, he's a turnover machine.
So are you guys going to be pulling for James Madison next weekend, or do you not care which team you play?
Yeah, you know, we've watched both. You know, I'm sitting here watching Oregon USC right now. You know, we're trying to get ready for both. You know, a lot of stuff that we do is going to be, you know, not necessarily who you play, but how you play it, you know. And so there'll be some similarities. And then whoever we play, whenever you get to that point and there's 8 teams left, you know, I would think that all 8 teams have a chance to win it all. It's just going to be who's going to take care of the football and who's going to play the hardest.
Well, congrats on all your success. Nobody deserves it more than you, and whoever you get to play there on the first give them hell, we'll be pulling for you.
Man, thank y'all so much. I appreciate y'all.
Salute. There he goes, Coach Joey McGuire here on 105.3 The Fan, and yeah, that's a whole lot of fun, and it's great to see the amount of success that he's had after so much success at Cedar Hill and so many fans around here, even back then.
Yeah,
you know, he was he's one of everybody's favorites.
He's just like he is. I mean, you just listen to him talk. He's one of the nicest human beings you'll ever meet, and just He loves football, and he loves the whole process. I mean, I asked him about the grind.
Yeah.
He embraces the grind.
Yeah.
You know, and I just – but to hear him talk about it that way. And his he's right. His scouting department has done a hell of a job.
The
I'm
plan.
Serious. I'd love to sit in there and just listen in a meeting how they talk.
They got ahead of all of this.
They did. They got way ahead of it. Yeah.
I mean, they've been able to listen to Cody Campbell talk about it. They assign values for all of these players in the portal, also with the NIL value. So they give them basically a ranking. They hit on every single one of the guys they wanted in the portal coming out last year. You know, the guys like Romello Height, et cetera, David Bailey, and they've been fantastic. So I'm interested to see how they do in the portal this year. But their class is going to be awesome. That kid Felix Ojo out of Mansfield, he is no joke.
Yeah, you love to hear about the scouting department as well, because portal opening the day after your game, you win that game, and now you're like distracted between coaching and scouting, but it sounds like they got that all that taken care of.
I've been a part of this one time where we won the Super Bowl on a Sunday, and we started draft meetings on a Tuesday. That's how quick. But then they came in and measured us for our rings the first day of the draft meetings, and it made it all worthwhile.
Hell yeah, you want to be there.
I wanted to be there for that one, for
sure. Okay, we got Krusty's Corner coming up next, buddy. Where are you taking
us? Yeah, there's some things you need to know about this Minnesota defense. We'll get into that next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.